News, reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne. The state of Florida is all but a must-win for President Donald Trump's re-election chances, but his path to victory there is exceptionally difficult. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
A late cash crunch means Joe Biden and his allies are vastly outspending the president and his backers in Florida. The Trump campaign's banking on local news coverage of his visit to help offset that, though Biden can also count on coverage of his own events. Both men are urging supporters to turn out in person in Florida Tuesday, which will likely be more important to the president since Democrats are crushing the mail-in vote in Hillsborough County, which includes Tampa, where both men are appearing today. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The U.S. economy grew at a record 33.1% annual rate in the July to September quarter, but has yet to fully rebound from its plunge in the first half of the year. The Commerce Department's estimate Thursday of third-quarter growth showed that the nation has regained about two-thirds of the output that was lost earlier this year when the eruption of the coronavirus closed businesses, threw tens of millions out of work, and caused the deepest recession since the Great Depression. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits has fallen to its lowest level in 7 months, but the coronavirus is still forcing many employers to cut jobs. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
751,000 Americans applied for unemployment aid last week. The Labor Department says that's a drop of 40,000 from the previous week, but it's still historically high and underscores that a full recovery from the pandemic recession remains far off. I'm Mike Hempen.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. French President Emmanuel Macron has denounced a terrorist attack in the city of Nice. Reuters' Olivia Chan reports.
A woman was beheaded and two others were killed at a church in the southern French city of Nice. The attacker, who was described as wielding a knife and shouting Allahu Akbar, was quickly detained after being shot by police. Several other people were injured. The French anti-terrorist prosecutor's department said it had been asked to investigate the attack. Nice's mayor, Christian Estrosi, said one of the victims was believed to be the warden at the Notre Dame church and added they were killed in, quote, a horrible way. Estrosi added that the attack had similarities to the killing of Samuel Paty, a French teacher beheaded earlier this month in a Paris suburb by a man of Chechen origin. The attacker had said he wanted to punish Paty for showing pupils cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad in a civics lesson.
That's Reuters' Olivia Chan. The British government is under pressure to develop a national strategy to combat a surge of COVID-19 cases. As scientists warn, the number of people hospitalized with the disease in Britain could almost triple by the end of next month. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
Mark Walport, a former chief scientific officer, says Britain only needs to look across the English Channel to see what's coming. Britain's current measures are similar to those in France and Spain, where authorities are struggling to control the virus and daily cases have already far outstripped those in the UK. Walport says it's not unrealistic that 25,000 people in the UK could be hospitalised by the end of November, up from about 9,000 now. Scientists estimated that there are about 96,000 new cases in England every day and that the outbreak is doubling in size every 9 days. Zaria Shackley, London.
A reality star has been hit by the coronavirus. AP entertainment correspondent Oscar Wells Gabriel has details.
We'll let Khloe Kardashian break her own news. She told about her bout with COVID-19 in a sneak clip of the family series Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Speaking in bed with a very raspy voice, Khloe said she had some of the classic symptoms.
Vomiting and shaking.
There's a bit of controversy in Khloe's announcement. She was diagnosed, it appears, in September. The preview clip comes a day after her sister Kim Kardashian West was put on blast online for posting group photos of her 40th birthday vacation on a private island. None of those who attended were photographed wearing masks. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
You can find more at our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.